there at the camp. And it was the, I believe, that year they actually did baptisms for the first time. And I actually planned on getting baptized at the camp. And I guess that was the first time they did baptisms at the camp. So I guess that worked out well.
That's awesome. That's great. That's great. And so you, this last year, have you grown some this last year?
Yeah.
Can you say anything about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. The Lord has just been really working in me just to be genuine in worship, just to be not a faker, not a phony, yeah. Not to be up on a stage or just right here being a fake. Just yeah. Be real with everyone and just show the love of Christ just
that's
wherever.
Awesome.
So
that's awesome. Your mom and dad, is your dad here?
No, they're
okay,
they cannot make it.
Do they sing like you sing?
Well, yes, actually, better.
Really?
No.
They do not. When did you know the first time you could sing? When did that get discovered?
Really didn't start putting it to use. I guess I sang at the church in Towanda.
Did you really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. My mom said I was in her arms. I raised my hands and sing. I'm not boasting in myself, by the way.
Yeah.
No, that's for Christ. But, I would just sing, and I don't know. I really don't know.
Coming as you're growing.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I want to pray for Chase and that the Lord would give him leading. He's had some talks with some people in different bands and various things, and just trying to seek the Lord's will, and opportunities are going to come before this guy with that kind of gift, but we just want him to be able to have the leading of the Holy Spirit, amen, and to be used as an instrument for the glory of God. So let's pray. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for Chase, and we just thank you for the grace of God, the most important thing in his life, that he knows you, Jesus, and that he's a follower of you, and I praise you for the gift and grace you've given him to sing and play, and I ask that you would use this gift for your glory's sake. I pray that you put him in the right place at the right time, that you would cause his heart to be filled with humility, yet with a boldness to serve and to bring glory to you, Jesus. I thank you that you anointed him with this gift and this grace so he could bring glory to you. We believe Colossians 1:16, that everything was made by you and for you. So our brother was made by you and for you, and we're praying for leading specifically for him in the next months, the next years. Lord, just set his feet in the right path. I pray for his right partner in marriage, his right, Lord, where he's supposed to work, what he's supposed to do with his time. I just pray for your guidance in his life. Thank you for this disciple of Jesus. And again, glorify yourself through his life in your name. Amen. Thanks, buddy. Man, appreciate you coming. And